Christmas Eve, through the snow and frost, good old Mick had a mission that now seemed lost. A van full of toys for orphanage kids, but his truck broke down with a stall and a skid. He stood on the road, snow piling high, when a neon sign twinkled and caught his eye. It was a gentleman's club called the Upright Pole, and Mick stumbled into the den of lost souls. Randolph the red-nosed drunkard was laughing at the bar, with a nose as red as holly, smoking a cheap cigar. Mick cried, "I need some help, please, to save this Christmas Eve." Randolph raised his whiskey and said, "You can count on me." The bar crew was rough, but they all stood tall. "Let's push this car, we'll answer the call." They wobbled outside, boots slipping on ice, their hearts warm with booze, not naughty but nice. "We're drunk but strong," Randolph said with pride, "now it's time to save Christmas even if we're pie-eyed." They pushed the van through the storm with all of their might, until the orphanage at last came in sight. Randolph the red-nosed drunkard led the way through the snow. The legs of his gang of misfits made the broken-down van go. The kids at the orphanage cheered when the toys came through the door. Thanks to drunken Rudolph and his red nose, Christmas has arrived once more. The children hugged the tipplers, whose eyes lit up with joy. Randolph grinned and raised his glass, "Here's to every girl and boy." Mick turned to thank the Upright Pole crew, their kindness saved the day. Randolph winked and tipped his hat, and then staggered on his way. Randolph the red-nosed drunkard did what a legend does, leading Mick through the blizzard night, even while thoroughly buzzed. So here's to unlikely heroes who rise when times are tough. Randolph and his drunks showed that night that Christmas spirit is enough.